Baruch Hashem for another simcha mechila. And tonight is a particular night of simcha, because tonight, in more than one sense, is the beginning of Yimei HaPurim. Tomorrow will be a time of Esther. And moreover, the opening Mishnah Megillah tells us that at a certain point in Jewish history, Jews kept Purim over the course of several days, and specifically Jews who lived in the villages. The Bnei Kfarim, the Mishnah tells us, interesting that this is the opening din, Makdim and Liyom HaKnisa. For a number of centuries, Jews who lived in the more remote villages where it wasn't possible to lay in Mikra Megillah, so when they would come in to the bigger cities on market day, on Monday or Thursday, so the last Monday or Thursday before Purim, that's when they would lay in Megillah. Sounds like that's when they would give Matanos Avyonu. That's when they would begin to celebrate Purim. Mishnah says that Yom HaKnisa could be 1, 2, or 3 days before. So this is the year when Purim falls on Sunday, Thursday. Tonight, tomorrow, Yud Aleph Adar would be the day that Purim would begin, Bnei HaKfarim. So tonight, really, Purim begins in both senses, in the Tanis Esther sense, and the Makdimin Liyom HaKnisa sense. And it's an appropriate night for us to complete, and hopefully to climax, this series of pre-Purim Shiurim we've been exploring over the last month or so. The Nevi'im who lived at the time of the Nes of Purim had a chance to learn Chagai pretty thoroughly, and last week I had a chance to get a little bit of a taste of Zechariah. And tonight I want to get a taste together of Malachi. The third of that trio, Malachi, is operating somewhat later, but still around the same time. Living in the shadow of the Nes of Purim, living as the Beis HaMikdash has already been built, as we're going to see, he's discussing how the Karbanos were and were not being brought. And hopefully over the course of the next little while, we'll have a chance to bring this pre-Purim series to a climax. There's so much going on in Malachi, not as long as Zechariah, but there is plenty going on over the course of these three prakim. We're not going to have a chance over the course of one evening to see all of it, but I hope to see a number of threads with a focus particularly on those themes that relate to Purim, and those themes that relate to the juncture which Klal Yisrael is at right now. Now, the opening topic definitely jumps out at us. Masa Dvar Hashem Yisrael B'Yad Malachi. Malachi opens, Ahavti Eschem Amar Hashem. V'amartem B'meh Avtanu. It opens a very direct statement. This is the last of the Malachim. The last of the Nevi'im. He is the final Navi. We'll see from the way he signs off at the end, but the way he opens as well. The opening message of the final Navi, the last time we now know it's been well over 2,000 years since Malachi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending a final Navi before a long, long, long break in direct communication to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. And the opening message is, Avas Hashem. And the Malbim understands over the next couple of psukim, Klal Yisrael are trying to figure this out in ways that perhaps sometimes resonate with us also. V'amarta v'me'av tanu. Paragal of Pasuk Beis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Malachi says to Klal Yisrael, I love you. I love you. And your response has been, your question has been, v'me'av tanu. Well, in what way? Why? What sort of love is this? You love us because of the Avos? Because we're B'nei Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov? Halo ach Esav Yaakov. Well, Esav is in the mix also. He also has, also descended from two out of the three Avos. V'ohav es Yaakov, but I love Yaakov. And the Navi goes on over the next couple of psukim to stress that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love for Klal Yisrael is absolute. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love for Klal Yisrael is unconditional. It's not just because of who our great-grandparents are. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is invested in us personally. Esav may also be descended from Yaakov, and one might add, Esav is also descended from Avraham Yitzchak, and one might add, Yishmael is also descended from Avram. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love is not only because of where we come from, but because of who we are. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love for us as Jews, as a Jewish nation, and as individual Jews, is direct, personal, and absolute. You have to imagine stepping into the shoes of Malachi and his listeners. They're living not long after the Nes of Purim, which means they're living not long after the very near miss. We had been recently almost exterminated by a member of the family of Esav, Haman HaAgagi. And now we're staring the danger in the face in the form of looking at Bnei Yishmael. Plenty of Bnei Yishmael who want to do us harm. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, but I love you. I love you because you're Jews. It's not just because you come from Avram, you come from Yitzhak. Esav also comes from Avram and Yitzhak. And we would add Yishmael also comes from Avram. I love you. I love you directly, personally, and absolutely.
But
and then, yeah.
Even because we're Jews, like, how do you separate that?
What do you mean?
We're Jews because we come from Avram and Yitzhak.
That's true. That's true. That's true. And that's how, certainly that's how it began. But we know, let's say, thinking back to the Brisbane Absarim, and we're going to see, I think, an interesting echo of this in the middle of Malachi. Thinking back to the Brisbane Absarim, which is where the story all began, HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears to Avraham Avinu and tells him that my plan is going to be an Am School, it's going to be Am Hashem, it's going to emerge from you, and sketches how we're getting there. Sketches, you're going to get Torah, Am Hashem is going to get Torah, Am Hashem is going to get Eretz Yisrael, but the path to that is going to lead through Galus Mitzrayim. And Galus Mitzrayim will be followed by the Rechush Gadol, not only the financial Rechush Gadol, but far more significantly, the spiritual Rechush Gadol of Torah and Mitzvahs, and a return to the gift of Eretz Yisrael. That, in a certain sense, is essentially the story of Chumash as a whole. Is that you read it into Galus, and the emergence from the Galus to get the mitzvahs over the course of Chumash and to travel up until Eretz Yisrael. So it's true that we began as Bnei Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, but it's not only HaKadosh Baruch Hu then, you know, you think about the Nevi'im several generations before Malachi, Yirmiyahu, for instance, who speaks about the marriage of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Kal Yisrael as being when we left Mitzrayim and we were married at Har Sinai. Zacharti lach chesed nuraich avas klu lo soyach. And it's interesting that, you know, over the course of the next number of psukim, Malachi goes on to discuss, and we'll come back in a moment within the context to your point. Malachi goes on to say the first major issue that he raises is that love is absolute, and at the same time, love also demands reciprocity. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us even if we don't keep our end of the deal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is invested in us absolutely. And despite the fact that his love is absolute, it doesn't therefore mean that we should willy-nilly do whatever we want. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Kibshim Ma'akamayim HaPalim HaPanim. We should reciprocate. And that's the way he goes on to say, Pasuk Perek Av, Pasuk Vav, Ben Yechabed Av, Yeved Adonav, Vim Av Ani Ayei Kvodi, Vim Adonim Ani Ayei Morai. There's a relationship of Kavod between father and son. There's a relationship of Mora between Eved and his Adon. And where is that? Where has that gone? Goes on to say the next number of psukim, some very famous psukim. He addresses the Kohanim in particular, and we hear the echoes from several years back, what we saw in Chagai. Now, Chagai had a conversation with the Kohanim, and let's see if you're ready to have a Beis HaMikdash. Let's see if you know the Dinim. And now he says, Malachi says years later, we have a Beis HaMikdash, and I turn to the Kohanim and say, you're being Mavaz Hashem Hashem. Goes on to say, the Karbanos you're bringing are terrible. Pas Perak Aleph, Pasuk Zayin, Magishim al Mizbechi Lechem Megoal. It's contaminated Karbanos. Pasuk Ches, you're bringing, you're harking back to Cain. You're bringing the leftovers as Karbanos. Shechis Agishin Iver Lizboach. You take an animal that's blind, that can't work on the farm anyways, you bring that as a carbon. You think there's nothing wrong with bringing an animal that's crippled? Bringing an animal that's ill? Bring it to the pecha. We know that pecha is the governor of a province within the Persian system. He says, if you bring it to a human, Basar Adam, political leader, they didn't have a melech. Bring it to the local governor. Would he appreciate that? Certainly not. You come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chaludna Pnei Kel. You're going to come to Kadosh Baruch with the sort of thing that you wouldn't bring to a Bas Vadam. Where's the relationship? The way that you're fulfilling mitzvahs doesn't bespeaks neither kavod nor mora. It bespeaks, to use a parallel language, it bespeaks neither avas Hashem nor yiras Hashem. Now it's worth noting that at the same within the tochacha that Malachi is giving, and it's a sharp tochacha, within the tochacha there's something beautiful and shining, and that is that there is a relationship of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is our language that we've been accessing more often than we would have wanted to. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our Av, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our Melech, or our Adon. Bein Yecha Beit Av, Ve'eved Adon Av, Im Avani, going back to Pasuk Vav, Im Adonim Ani, I'm the Av, and I'm the Adon. It very much parallels the Avinu Malkeinu, the piyut that the Gemara in Tanis attributes the core of it to Rabbi Akiva, that over the centuries the Paitanim have added to Rabbi Akiva's core. But that dual relationship, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our father and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our Melech, our Adon, there's an element of Ava, there's an element of Yira, and the Ava should call for acts of Kavod on our part. The Yira should call for acts of Mora on our part, to want to give to Rabbi Shalom and to have great respect and awe for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So through Malachi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has taken us to task for not living up to what his relationship with us ought to call for. But in that tochacha, there is something incredibly positive. The tochacha, we're not living up to a standard that's built on the fact that we have an extraordinary relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have an unbreakable relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's a relationship of awe and respect, a relationship, he is our Adon, and he's more than that. He's also our father. That's extraordinary. He's our father, and he is absolutely invested in us. So although the relationship isn't going anywhere, but the relationship makes demands of us, and we ought to, he calls upon us to live up to it. And then he goes on to say, and here we circle back, the point you were making before. He goes on to then talk about another specific chet that Klal Yisrael were very enmeshed in. In addition to the fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us a Beis HaMikdash, Rosham gave us a Beis HaMikdash, and we had in the days of Chag and Zechariah, they had encouraged us to work for it and to invest in it. Remember Chag again and again said, think about it. Think about what really matters. And we did. And we listened to them and we built a Beis HaMikdash, and then over the next couple of years, we sort of lost the focus and lost the enthusiasm, and we're bringing over the course of Perek Aleph, he says again later on, once again in Pasuk Gimel, we're Havesem Gazul Ves Hapisech Ves HaCholeh, we're bringing all these substandard karbanos. Gemara derives certain dinim of karbanos, some of the dinim of Mumin and the related rules of which karbanos are appropriate and inappropriate from these psukim. And there's a larger theme, and the pasuk actually brings out the closing pasuk in Perek Aleph, pasuk Yudalid. He calls it Va'arur Nochel. You know what the real issue is? Va'arur Nochel. You're a trickster. You're thinking you're going to fool HaKadosh Baruch Hu? You're a Nochel. Yesh Be'edro Zachar V'Noder B'Zovech Moshchas Hashem. You have a beautiful animal. You think HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't know what you have in the barn? And yet you went to the bar and you picked out a substandard mashcha, something with a mum. Melech gadolani. There is a melech aspect. Amar Hashem Tzvakot, Shmina Rav Agoyim. So that's one issue. That's one major issue that Malachi calls in that on. I gave you a Beis HaMikdash and you wanted the Beis HaMikdash and you invested in the Beis HaMikdash, and now you lost focus. Now you think you're going to fool HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you're going to outsmart him and you're going to be a nochel. What's the other major issue in terms of observance is in the middle of Perek Beis. A number of issues. It talks about Rabbanim, and talks about seeking the right leadership, but I want to focus right now deep into Perek Beis. The Zosheinis, towards the end of Perek Beis. He talks about relationships between husbands and wives. And the way the Malbim understands it, this is also historical. In Sefer Ezra Nehemiah, we read about the rampant intermarriage. Jewish leaders, the Jewish community that had begun to form over the first number of years of the return to Eretz Yisrael, as Talmidei Chachamim returned from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, they discovered that the first round of Jews who had come had intermarried. And there was a rampant issue of Jewish men marrying Jewish women. Beyond that, the Maal points out, there were Jewish men who had married Jewish women and then took non-Jewish women as wives as well. And he calls them on it, and he says it's terrible. The discussion may begin for Pasuk Yud, but let's jump straight into Pasuk Yud Gimel. V'zol she'nis ta'asu, kasos dimaz mizbach Hashem. He says, you know what's happening? You know what's happened at Mizbeach? I already told you the sort of carbonos you're bringing to Mizbeach are totally inappropriate. You should be embarrassed. Where's the relationship of Avinu? Where's the relationship of Malkeinu? Where's the Av for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Where's the Yir for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? You know what else has happened to Mizbeach? Kasos dimaz mizbach Hashem, b'chiv anaka. The Mizbeach is covered with tears. The Maal points out that takes us back to Shlomo's tefillah when the first base of the Mishra was open for business. They had said that it's going to be a place where we come to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's going to be a place where we can come to bring karbonos to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Shlomo had sent his tefillah at the beginning of Sefer Malachim, ki yechata ish le'ish. When there's a chet benam l'chaveiro, that too can be adjudicated at the mizbeach. And that's what's happening. He says, you took Jewish, he says to the Jewish men, you took Jewish wives and you reduced them to tears. And they're crying their tears over my mizbeach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. V'amartem alma, in Perek Beis Pasuk Yud, say, well, what's wrong? Alki Hashem he'id beinecha v'neishas nurecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the aid between you and the wife of your youth. In your youth, you had married a proper Jewish wife. Then you were unfaithful to her. You took a non-Jewish wife. And she is your friend, and she's the woman of your bris. The Malbim explains, that means that the emotional relationship is healthy and that the legal relationship is healthy. Eishes b'risecha means that she's been faithful. She hasn't broken the marital bond. What are you doing? And v'hi chavertecha means that she's a friend. On her end, she's your best friend. The emotional relationship is healthy. And yet you went off and you found yourself a non-Jewish woman. And Pasuk Tezvavdi goes on to say, v'lo echad asar, u'sha'ar ruach lo, didn't he make one with a related spirit? The Malbim understands that this takes us back to one of the brachas of the Shavar brachas. In the context of Shavar brachas, under the chuppah, we speak about the original marriage. We relate every marriage, that's Takanas Chazal, quoted in the first parak of Ksubas, when they give the nusach of the Shavar brachas. Every single marriage, you relate it back to the original marriage, to the Avraham Chava. Kisamechecha yitzircha began in Mikedem. That perhaps, the Malbim doesn't make this point, but perhaps it's rooted, at least in part, in that pasuk, because Malachi says, go back to the original, that's what he's saying here. Go back to the original marriage. Didn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu originally create humans as one? Gemara just stands, the Psukim say, Gemara tries to work out exactly what the details are, but the Psukim make it clear that Adam and Chava started from a single body. Gemara has different ways of thinking about that. When Thela do partsufim, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the original husband and wife as a single body, usha'ar ruach lo. And not only a single body, but a shared spirit. It says, "Umo echad mevakesh zer elokim." What you're looking for, if you'll typically share genetics, and far more critically, a share spirit and share values, so then there's going to be the sort of marriage that you're looking for. Uveishas nurecha al yivgod. So this is the next major musar that Malachi gives in terms of the practice or lack thereof of mitzvahs on the part of the Jews in Eretz Yisrael early in the Bayis Sheni period. In his time, number one, the way they're handling karbanos in a terribly embarrassing way, in a way that's disrespectful and disgraceful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in a way that bring karbanos in a backhanded, as an afterthought, in a way that expresses neither the it's not reciprocating the Avat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not expressing respect in Yirah. And then beyond that, he says, and what's going on with your with the non-Jewish women who are in your life? Now, it's hard to miss the second layer of this conversation also, and this comes back to what you were saying. He certainly, as the Malbim understands, he is giving them Musar over the... this was a literal problem, as described in Sefer Ezra and Nehemiah. There was a rampant issue of literal intermarriage. But I think it's hard not to see that this is being presented additionally as a metaphor. This is... The way the Jewish men were on an individual basis bringing in non-Jewish women in a way that was a begida towards Eshes Nu'urehem, the original Jewish woman who they had married, that's also, it's hard not to see that as a metaphor also for Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch, it's perhaps the reverse of the way we usually think about the gender in that metaphor, but our original relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zachartei Lach Hesed Nu'urayich, Ahavas Kelulosayich, also described as the marriage that began in our youth. And he's saying, where's it gone? And this, I think, comes back to what you were saying before. It's true that the history, the yichus of our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the fact that we're descended from the Avos. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu married us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu established a direct relationship, not just with Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, but at Har Sinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu established a relationship with Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu established a relationship with all the members of Klal Yisrael. And the notion, when we talk about that the neshamas were there, what that captures is that Bris Sinai, the relationship HaKadosh Baruch Hu crafted and created Har Sinai was not only with individual Jews who were alive at that moment, but with Knesset Yisrael, with Klal Yisrael, that the corporate entity of the nation that extends over all the centuries. So he's saying, there's a permanent relationship that I have with you, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has with the Jewish people and all the individual members of the Jewish people. And Har Sinai, as the Gemara understands, based on the Pesukim Mizos HaBracha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu might have sought to establish a Matan Torah relationship with other nations, and specifically with Esav and Yishmael, and he did not. And Klal Yisrael are the only ones who ultimately have that unique, permanent bond with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As the Mishnah says, Chaviv Adam Shenivra B'Tzalem, every human being is B'Tzalem Elokim, and at the same time, Chaviv in Yisrael, Shenikru Baran L'makom. Every single human being has human dignity. Every single human being has the potential to have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'Tzalem Elokim, and at the same time, Klal Yisrael has a uniquely intimate relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baran L'makom. That's what that's Pesukim in Chumash, and that's what Malachi is coming back to. We have this marriage with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He loves us absolutely, and we ought to be reciprocating. We ought to be reciprocating. And Malachi has already said that I'm pointing at several areas of behavior, several areas of Shmiras HaMitzvahs, where we're coming up short. We're going to see soon he's going to take it to the next level, but first questions. Yeah.
So I guess I find it curious that, we bring Nasa and Ishmael in the wedding, so to speak, but this is coming on the heels of Kim and the Kibbutz. And they came back, the people came back to Hashem. So if you might say that coming from Har Sinai was Hashem coming to the Jewish people, Purim was the Jewish people coming back to Hashem. So
that's
where does Malachi fit in terms of his rebuke to people who presumably really did come back to Hashem?
So that's a fantastic question. That's a fantastic question. It's saying the Gemara understands, as you're saying, that this double language kimu v'kiblu is kimu mashe kiblu kvar, that we there was a remarriage, that we renewed our vows. And as you said, the Gemara points out that there was an element that Klal Yisrael's experience at Har Sinai was a mix of great enthusiasm, but also a degree of coercion, kafan hakagigas. And at this point, the time of Purim, it was totally meratzam. And yet here we are, a few short years later, and Malachi is saying, you've lost your way. So it could be a part of the key to understanding that, and maybe even part of the key to understanding what it means, what was the key move, what was added above and beyond, in what sense was there no longer a kafalein harkegigas, actually comes, I think, from the psukim that we're up to right now. Because as you see, the parak break is one pasuk off of the parsha break. There's a parsha break at the end of pasuk tazayin, and then pasuk yudzayin, which in the Christian breakdown of prakim is the last of pasuk of parak beis, but it's the first pasuk in a long parsha, a long paragraph. Hogatem Hashem bedivreichem. Now, Malachi understands that this is a major pivot within the context of Malachi. Up until now, he has been taking us to task for inappropriate behavior. Our ma'asim aren't what they ought to be. Kadosh Baruch Hu loves us. Kadosh Baruch Hu loves us absolutely. We ought to be handling ourselves, behaving very differently. And now, the Malachi says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through the mouth of Malachi, now pivots to, let's talk about where your minds are at. Not just where your hands and feet are at, but let's talk about where your minds are at. Ba'amarchem, kol osei ra, tov b'nei Hashem. Where are your emunos v'deis? You look around, and you say, apparently the people who are doing the wrong thing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu must be happy with that. Uvehemu chafetz. Apparently, that's he desires. Those of us who are trying to do the right thing, we feel like we're not enjoying hatzlacha. We look at those who are behaving inappropriately, and they're doing great. Perhaps one imagines, as an example, these Jewish wives of men who had then taken a non-Jewish wife on top of them. And the Malbim points out that what had happened was that these non-Jewish women tended to be dominant in the household. And this good Ishak Sheira says, I don't understand. I'm trying to do the right thing. And Hatzlacha smiles on the people doing the wrong thing. So apparently that maybe Behem Hu Chafetz. Oh, Ayei Elokei HaMishpat. Shemal understands the mean. They're saying, well, there are one of two theories. Either I'm not doing the right thing. Either Tar Mitzvah is not the right way to live. Because look at these Ovdei Avodah Zarah. And they're enjoying Hatzlacha that I lack. Then maybe they're right and I'm wrong. Utter kvira. Or else, ayei elokei hamishpat. Or else, that Kadosh Baruch Hu just isn't running the show. Or Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't care. Because if he cares, and he cares about the things that I think he cares about, well then life doesn't make sense. Because tzadik v'ralo, v'rasha v'tovlo. Here we're back to theodicy again. It doesn't stack up. What's the response? What's the response? And I think the response speaks to the context of Purim. Hinani, this is, now we're now moving from Perek Beis, Pasuk Yizayin, to the next Pasuk, Perek Gimel, Pasuk Aleph. After he describes that the Jews, the impropriety of thought is this fear, this apikursis of looking around and saying either HaKadosh Baruch Hu Torah Mitzvah is not the right way to live, or else HaKadosh Baruch Hu just doesn't care. Ain't Rechman Letzlan, ain't Din Vein Dayan. There's no Schar V'Yonash, and life is just random. And the response is, I understand that you would want to see immediate Schar, an immediate Onash. And the response is, what is the response? Hinani Sholech Malachi. I'm going to send my malach. Ufina derech lefanoi. And he's going to clear a path before me, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Upisom yavol heichalo ha'adon asher atem mevakshim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will suddenly appear in Beis HaMikdash. Umalach ha'bris asher atem chafetzin. And the malach of the bris, that's a familiar term, especially being that we're in a shul, where we've had countless brisim. We've heard a variety. We hear ringing in our ears the sounds of the Moel, the Malach HaBris. A Malach HaBris who you're seeking. Hinei ba, Amar Hashem Tzvakos. He says, it's all going to happen very suddenly. Sounds like Mashiach is going to come suddenly. The Rishonim debate, who is this Malach HaBris? Hinei sholeach Malachi, then going back to this, I'm going to send my Malach. Ibn Ezra says, maybe that's Mashiach ben Yosef. The Radak says, maybe we're talking about the Adon might refer to Malach HaMashiach. Or maybe the Adon refers to Eliyahu. So the question was, Perek Beis Pasuk Zayin, we can't make sense of things. It doesn't look like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is rewarding that which is right and punishing that which is wrong. So either maybe we're following the wrong moral code, or maybe it doesn't matter at all. And the response is, Mashiach is on the way. And specifically, Pisom Yavo. He's going to appear suddenly. How is that a response? So Rishon begins to explain. And the Malbim makes it even clearer and develops it more. Malachi is saying there will be a time when Mashiach is going to come. And there will be a time when things will begin to become very, very clear. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is invested in Olam Hazeh, ultimately concluding in a perfected state. And that's the most of Mashiach. It's not Olam Haba. Olam Haba is the ultimate Olam Haschar. Even Olam Hazeh, the Olam HaNisayon, will reach its perfected state. And that's Yenosa Mashiach. Pesom Yavol Hechalo. He's going to come suddenly. The Radak already says, HaKadosh Baruch was chosen not to tell us when Mashiach is coming. The end of Sefer Daniel, there are plenty of nevuos about when Mashiach is coming, and they're all incredibly enigmatic. All these numbers, by design, as the Psukim say there, the Malach says, this is, I'm giving you some numbers, but it's sealed and it's by design encoded. You're not going to be able to figure this out. You think back to the Gemara comments about Yaakov Avinu on his deathbed. He gathered his children. He says, I'm going to tell you, about the end of days. And then the Gemara understands that Kadosh Baruch Hu takes a Nevu away and he begins to give brachas instead. Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't want us to know in advance when Mashiach would come. In retrospect, we understand it in a way that earlier generations perhaps could not have it clearly. Now that we know, there were so many thousands of years until Bias of Mashiach. Imagine what the Jews would have felt like if they knew it's another 3,000+ years until Bias of Mashiach. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, it's for Yaakov Avinu to know, but it's not for him to share with others. Daniel got a little piece of it, but certainly not for sharing with us. Pisom Yavo, we don't know when he's coming. Pisom Yavo, but and that's why it's going to be a surprise. When Mashiach comes, it's going to be a surprise. He will come. And he will come. And he's about to describe a little more of what a perfected Olam Hazeh will look like. But for Olam Hazeh to function as an Olam HaNisayon, if Schar V'Yonesh were immediate and obvious, so Olam Hazeh would not fulfill the function that Kadosh Baruch Hu intended for it, which is to be Olam HaNisayon. There are no Nisyonos. If it's self-evident, if it's self-evident, you're doing a very, you're walking off a cliff. So who's walking off a cliff? There is no Nisayon in a situation of total clarity. And the truth is that that's very much a Purim theme also. And it's a Purim theme and a theme of the period, the historical moment of Malachi, because what HaKadosh, we were talking the other week, I think, part of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed us, part of the power of the story of Purim, part of the reason perhaps why Rosh Hashanah suggests that it's a permanent Yontif, unlike the other Yom Tovim of the Bayi Shemi period, is because it contained within it, it was preparing us not only for the Bayi Shemi, for the Bayi, but for the entire Galus that would bring us to the Bayi Shlishi. Because one of the key lessons of Purim is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is at work even when he's entirely inobvious. In a way that Klal Yisrael had not experienced in the previous Yeshuos, when there was always an element of Nisim Gleim. Certainly all the Yom Tovim Daraisa are always about Nisim Gleim, about Yitzias Mitzrayim and about Ma'amad Har Sinai, and the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of us in the Midbar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed us at the time of Purim that I'm going to take care of you even when I'm totally inobvious. I'm still taking care of you. I still know, I still care. Refu kodin l'makal, like the Gemara says. Esther's array put into place years in advance. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is managing our lives even in the absence of any Nisim Geluyim. And that was a key message, a lesson for us to learn heading into the post-Nevuah era. Malachi is, Chagai Zechariah Malachi, they are the end of Nevuah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is shifting Klal Yisrael from a Hanhaga Nisus to Hanhaga Tivis, to a more natural, our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be entirely within nature. We had already experienced sort of the first shift of this sort at the end of our years in the Midbar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu shifts us from the ubiquitous Nisim of our food and our shelter, everything is total Nisim Gluyim, the man the nane akavod. Kadosh Baruch Hu already shifts us. We're going to cross the yard, you're going to move into Eretz Yisrael. You're no longer eating lechem and hashamayim, now you're eating lechem and haaretz. You're going to begin to grow food naturally and you're going to work the land. And that was already a major transition that the Netziv talks about a lot over the course of his Pirush on Sefer Bamidbar. He understands that's one of the major themes of Bamidbar, is particularly the second half of Bamidbar that deals with the year 40 in the Midbar, is watching HaKadosh Baruch Hu begin to transition us from Hanhaga Nisus to Hanhaga Tivis. Now, in the days of Chagai Zechariah Malachi, is the next round of that transition. Because now we're transitioning not just from Nisim Geluyim all the time to Nisim to mostly Teva, now we're transitioning to total Teva. There's no longer be miracles. A little bit over the course of the Beis Hamikdash. Beis Hamikdash will give us, second Beis Hamikdash will give us a couple of centuries of some Nisim, as the Mishnah tells in Pirkei Avos, but as we saw already earlier in the words of Malachi's Chaver, the Ikavida, there will be Kvod Shamayim, there will be Gilui Shechina in the second Beis Hamikdash, but it'll be missing the hay. It'll be missing, five things will be missing. They won't have the Aaron, they won't have the Kruvim, and so on and so forth. It'll be far less miraculous than it was, and beyond the Beis Hamikdash, there'll be no Nisim Gluyim to speak of whatsoever. And that corresponds also to the shift in terms of the focus, as Reb Tzedek explains, the focus of the, in terms of learning. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us from the outset Torah Shebichtav and Torah Shebaalpeh as a pair from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. But for the first 1,000 years of intellectual Jewish history, the primary intellectual energy, the creativity of Klal Yisrael was primarily invested in Torah Shebichtav. As a nation, there was Nevuah going on and we were producing works of Torah Shebichtav, Nevi'im and Ksuvim. And the Seder Olam Rabbah writes, Mishemesu Chagat Zechariah Malachi Batal Nevuah. These are the last of Nevi'im. And with the demise of Chagat Zechariah Malachi, that's the end of the period of Nevuah. Mikan at the Eilach Hat Azdech HaLashmah Devei Chacham. At this point on, you're going to focus even more on the Torah Shebaalpeh. We continue to learn the Torah Shebichtav, but now the primary creative energy of Klal Yisrael is shifting from a focus on emphasis on Torah Shebichtav to an emphasis on Torah Shebaalpeh. And that captures the change in Hanhaga, the change in the Yitzrei Hara, and the change in our relation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Yitzrei Hara, and the Gemara derives from Psukim in Zechariah that we did not look at last week. Gemara derives from Psukim in Zechariah that the Yetzer Hara for Avodah Zarah was metamorphosed into Yetzer Hara for Apikursus. It shifted from being experiential, overtly spiritual Avodah Zarah to Yetzer Hara for the intellectual equivalent of Kfirah. And that corresponds to the shift in our intended Avodah, from an Avodah that's focused on Nevuah to an Avodah that's focused on analysis and Chachma. And that corresponds to a shift in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hanhaga with us. From a miraculous Hanhaga, overall, living naturally and farming the land, but But our lives during the Bais Rishon period were during the period of the Tanakh were punctuated by Nisim, or were elevated by Nevuah. This is the end. Malachi says it's Baruch Shalom offhand looks like he's signing off. Nevuah is going to be over. But Malachi says, but that doesn't mean that he's not here. It doesn't mean that he's not involved. It doesn't mean that he doesn't know. It doesn't mean that he doesn't care. It doesn't mean that he's not engaged. He is all of those things by design and obviously. And he says, there will come a time when everything will be even more obvious than it was in the Bais Rishon. And that's going to be Moshe Mashiach. And it's going to come suddenly. It's going to come suddenly. But there's going to be a long period before then. And our job is to begin the work that's going to be completed then. In Pasuk Gimel, Perek Gimel, Pasuk Gimel, Yashav mitzareifu mitaher kesef. The tiharas b'nei Levi v'zikak osam kazahav v'chakosef. Gemara in Kiddushin, towards the end of Masechet Kiddushin, derives from here that Eliyahu, according to at least some Tanam, will work literally on the working out the yichas of the Kohanim and Levim. He's going to purify B'nai Levi. But this is also captures a larger idea that that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, after sorting out the people who are utterly evil, will then turn towards purifying the people who are basically good. The litzareif, litaher kesef, that's to, you have a hunk of silver, you have a hunk of gold, but you still want to remove some of the impurities. And that's the work that we do on our own at this point. So the Nesil Sharm describes in Paragimel the work of Pishpush and the work of Mishmush. That when a Jew does a Cheshma Nefesh, so he seeks to not only identify the actual holes, the gaps, the things I'm just not doing right, these averis that I'm doing, these mitzvahs I'm just not doing, as well as the mishmush of not just, you know, in over the course of my own life and my own week, sorting out the things that are just wrong, but even the mitzvahs that I'm doing, the quality could be improved. That's the mitzareif mitaher kesef. And Malachi describes, ultimately, the long-term goal of Arv Hashem minchas Yehudi v'Yerushalayim kimei olam v'chshanim kadmon el. Ultimately, there's going to be incredible sweetness. And at that time, there's going to be a full din v'cheshmer. Karafte aleichem ha-mishpat. V'yisi eid me-meher. At the end of days, the Moshe Mashiach, there's going to be very open din v'cheshmer. There'll be total clarity in what's right and what's wrong. But he says, but I'm a Kadosh Baruch Hu all the way throughout. Even before we get there, in Pasuk Vav, Ki Hashem lo shanisi. Atem b'nei Yisrael lo chilisem. I am God, I do not change. Sometimes you see me and sometimes you don't. But just because you don't see me, I haven't changed. And Atem b'nei Yisrael lo chilisem. B'nei Yaakov lo chilisem. And Klal Yisrael are not going to disappear. Even during the many, we look back, many, 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 many centuries that we were without Nevuah. That we were without Nisim Geluyim, the many, many, many centuries, more than 20 centuries, that it wasn't clear. You couldn't, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not apparent, and yet we have survived. Kalal Yisrael has survived. Yaakov Emden writes that he wrote this a couple of centuries ago. He said, we have survived and thrived for so many centuries in Galus that has overtaken, he says, at this point, he was writing the 1700s. It was already an even greater expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even greater proof of HaKadosh Baruch Hu than Mamre HaSinai. And Yetzias Mitzrayim was our continued thriving. All the more so here. And then finally, we draw to a close. He wraps around. We don't have time, I apologize, to see these psukim carefully within. In the middle of Paragimel, he speaks about a number of psukim, where he, Yaakov Kamenetsky's very beautiful development that's based on Mishnayos and Pirkei Avos, that they speak about the recognizing the value of the mitzvahs that we do. Sometimes we think, what are our mitzvahs? Amartam Shavavot Elokim. We think our mitzvahs aren't so significant. We look at the Zaydim and they're more impressive, but the people who Choshevei Shemo, those who recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares about our mitzvahs, that they're written down, that they matter, make the right decisions. And then finally, Malachi signs off with these ideas. He signs off with the renewal of the Kabbalah Satorah, Zichru Torah's Moshe Avdi. There are not going to be any more Nevi'im. So the message of all the Nevi'im was twofold. And this is how Malachi signs off the Nevi'im. Zichru Torah's Moshe Avdi, and he and Echo Shaleach Lechem Es Eliyahu Navi. The overall message of all the Nevi'im was not to give a new religion. It was to remind us to keep the religion that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us at Har Sinai. And to remember, he says, there's not going to be another Navi until Eliyahu Navi comes. Next time you hear from HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this way, you'll be hearing it through Eliyahu Navi. But know that from then, until then, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah is a part of our lives, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a part of our lives, and Geula will come, and it's our job to do the right thing along the path. Until HaKadosh Baruch Hu steps in and finishes off the job. Thank you so much. Afreilich and Purim.